Good afternoon and thank you very much for being here with my colleagues. I want to make a short statement and I will not be taking questions at the end of that. A few minutes ago I formed my caucus that I'm resigning as the Labor leader. That will become effective once a new Labor leader is elected. It's been my privilege to lead the Labor Party for the last 20 months and I'm proud of the gains we've made in that time. But we need to do more, and we haven't had the lift that we had been wanting. My sense is that I no longer have the full confidence of many of my caucus colleagues. From the soundings I've taken, I believe that it is better that I step down so we can have a clean change to a new leader who can take Labor through to victory in 2014. I've made this announcement now after our fight to defeat the GCSB bill. I didn't want us distracted before now. There's been a challenging time off the back of the 2011 election. We have rebuilt and reformed the party, and under my leadership, we have released a number of significant policies to improve people's lives. Kiwi Build, which put 100,000 families into their first affordable homes. New Zealand Power, which will bring down the power bills for every Kiwi family and business. And there's much more in the pipeline. As you know, I've spent the last 20 years of my life leading humanitarian reconstruction projects overseas. I came home to New Zealand because I'm passionate about my country. We have a history to be proud of. But I believe our best years lie in front of us. But to really take the country forward, we need a change of government. A progressive government with fresh ideas that will back all Kiwis to get ahead. That needs to be a Labor-led government. And the ambitions of one person should never be larger than that greater purpose. Whoever becomes the new leader can rely on my full support. I would like to thank my fellow MPs and my staff for all their hard work. I came into politics to make a difference. I believe I've done that and will continue to do that. I look forward to continuing to serve as a loyal member of the Labor team and the MP for Mount Albert. Thank you very much for your attendance. I'll now hand over to Chris Hipkins, who can walk you through the process from here on in. Thank you.
Was there a challenge, Mr. Shearer?
All right, just very briefly to run through the process for you. A few moments ago, I wrote a letter to the party president and general secretary informing them that there would be a vacancy in the leadership. Within 48 hours, the party will now convene the National Council meeting by teleconference to open nominations for the leadership, to set the time frame for the leadership election, and they will then publish the rules under which that election will take place. So that will all happen within the next 48 hours or so. The election process itself is expected to take 3 to 4 weeks, and that's pretty much all that there is. There's a process around that.
Was there a challenge forward?
Nominations haven't opened yet.
Was there a challenge of some kind?
No.
Why has he resigned?
I'm not going to get into that. I'm just here to ask any questions you've got about the process from here on in.
We haven't had the ability to ask the leader that, though, so we need to be able to ask someone.
I'm sure you can ask colleagues and so on, but I'm here to ask the questions about the process going
forward. Why is Grant Robertson not there anymore?
Nobody has any questions about the process going forward?
Why was Grant Robertson not there anymore?
No questions about the process going forward. Thank you.
Trevor, can you answer any of these questions for us?
Trevor, why
isn't
Grant down there?
I can, but I won't.